Good morning, everybody. It is at the crack of dawn, 5:26, and I've actually been up. When I got up, I just looked at the clock, and it said 4:44. And I see numbers all the time for the last probably 3 to 4 months. 2-2-2-3-3-3-1-1-1-1-1-2-3-4. 5-5-5. And the list goes on. But anyway, this morning I woke up to 4:44. And if you heard my previous segment yesterday, when I was talking about don't touch your phone when you first get up, I was conscious of that this morning. And I said, I want to, you know, do some reading and also write down some thoughts. So anyway, I was like, you know, I just grabbed my scriptures and I looked and I just felt the need, or was led to 1 Chronicles 16. To be truthfully honest with you, I don't even know how it was open to that because I wasn't in that last, but hey, you never know what's going on in the middle of the night when you're asleep. So anyway, this was 1 Chronicles 16, and it just said, give thanks to Yah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. You're probably wondering who Yah is if you don't know me. And then maybe again, you don't know me and you do know who Yah is. But Yah is a very specific deity. He's the creator of all things. And he has actually a people. Yah comes from Yahweh. And it's the oldest name for the creator. Comes from the Yod, He, Wah, He, and Hebrew. And some people say Yahweh, like a breath, like Yahweh. I just say Yah. I'm sure everybody has heard Hallelujah, right? They always spell it with a J, but we know J is a really new letter. That's another story. But anyway, Hallelujah, that means praise be to Yah, or praise Yah. So essentially, when everybody says the highest praise belongs to XYZ, actually it belongs to Yah. So that he's my creator. I know people subscribe to different gods, and you know, that's on you. You subscribe to who you want to. I subscribe to Yah, and he has a people. So when he's saying give thanks to Yah, call upon his name, make known his deed among the people, sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders, boast in his set apart name, let the hearts of those seeking Yah rejoice, seek Yah and his strength, all these different things he says, which he made. Well, I'll go to that another day. But anyway, I'm jumping down to chapter 17 of 1 Chronicles, verses 21, because you might say, well, who is his people and how do you know who his people are? Well, who is like you? Or I'm sorry, verse 21 says, and who is like your people, Israel, the one nation on the earth whom Elohim, Yah, went to redeem for himself as a people, to make for yourself a great and awesome name. Yah, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Egypt. Obviously, you know, Egypt is in Africa. Obviously, you know, back in those days, Africa was populated heavily with melanated people, black folks, right? So if he redeemed a people from Egypt, they obviously had melanin and color in their skin. It's just obvious. So black people is running parallel with Israel. Now you might say, well, Israel is populated with different people now. Yeah, now we're talking about how it was originally. And so it just helps you to define who your God is. Everybody has a different God they subscribe to. If you go to China, they have a different God. Japan, you know, all around the world, everyone has a God for their nation. And black folks, you gotta realize who yours is. And just know he's worthy to be praised. Shalom, Queen's World. Hey everybody, Queen here. Shalom, good morning, all of that good stuff. It's 7:43 and I'm out and about. Let me turn that down a little bit. I just got off the phone. I actually had a call at 6:30 a.m. Okay, so I'm just now getting off of the phone. Had about an hour and 45 minute call or so. Good stuff. It was with, I call her my business manager and creative director, if you will. Even though she's not on my payroll, she's a very dear friend of mine, and we always have amazing conversations and kick creative ideas back and forth. She's been a sounding board for me and vice versa. And I always leave the conversation with more clarity. And so, you know, I'm blessed to have somebody like that. If you have a friend that you can be completely just like let your creative ideas flow and, you know, kick different ideas back and forth and get advice. And she's nerdy as well, which is awesome. So she's all into different software and apps and how we can create different things. And I love marketing and she loves, I mean, it's just, it was an awesome conversation. So I wanted to share a helpful tip from that conversation that we had. And I'd say she's my business manager unofficially and creative director, because one day when I make a lot of money by serving and helping people, I want to be able to offer her, like make an offer to her that she can't refuse. So we'll see. She always laughs at me. But anyway, one of the things I wanted to share from our conversation was that having two different ways people can access you. Now, this is not going to be news for those who are already up and running with their businesses, who have like, you know, maybe subscription services, or, you know, maybe an online school, or are selling courses. And hopefully this is going to make sense to you guys, even if you're not in this field. But I'm basically creating, and if you've listened to some of my other episodes, I'm in the process of creating an online platform for positive music artists or inspirational music artists, artists who are talking about something, to come and access different online courses where I teach different things, you know, how to register your music with BMI, how to figure out how to hire a manager, how to book a tour, how to copyright your music, you know, the best places to distribute your music, all kind of stuff, right? Stage presence, just things that artists, new artists could benefit from. Okay. Not only will you have access to those courses, but also discounts on different services that I provide, like one-on-one coaching or songwriting, music production, you know, just various things, right? So we were talking about, well, how can people, if I have a subscription-based model where people can access, you know, sign up, pay, get into the club, that's more of an intimate thing. They want everything. They've been waiting for it. But what about the people who are just kind of like, well, let me check it out. I just only want to learn one thing. So kind of like an a la carte system. So she was telling me that I should probably have a different page, a different space rather, where, you know, I'm delivering free content, you know, like maybe my free ebook, free guide, a couple of things they can get to for free. But all the while in the back shadows, I'm also advertising the school. So on this particular page, they can access courses, but it's going to be at a little bit of a higher price than if you were a member of the club that I'm creating. So the idea is not to lose anybody, because some people don't want to commit to a subscription, but they'll say, well, hey, if I have a way to just get exactly what I need right now, you know, I'll get it. But the thing is, if they keep coming back and they're paying a little bit more when you could just go over here and pay a subscription fee, which is cheaper, then they may end up coming into the club and becoming, you know, a recurring payer or subscriber. So I'm saying a lot within the 5 minute mark, but I'll probably follow up with one more video and call it part two of my morning discussion so I can have my final thoughts. Talk to you in a bit. Shalom for now. All right, so this is part two of that business call. Hopefully the first part has kind of given you some ideas. If you're thinking about launching like, you know, a membership site or some kind of subscription-based service where you're selling courses or teaching what you know, to not leave out the people who just want specific things. You know, somebody may just want one thing. They want to buy it. They don't want the long-term commitment or, you know, the inner circle feel of a membership site. So having both. And I'm so glad I talked to my sister this morning because at this point, I only had one portion of it. I just have the membership site. And so I may have lost a lot of people who came there and said, well, hey, I don't want to commit to monthly or an annual membership fee just to get access to some information that I need. So it's like, okay, now I have more work to do. It's okay though. I'm working with a developer on the membership site, but now I need to find like maybe another platform. I hate WordPress. I used to develop WordPress sites and I don't have time for it. So I'll probably have to do like maybe a teachable site just for this, because the membership platform that I'm using is pretty cool, but I don't, I'm thinking maybe for the people who just want to access and just pay and then you can just kind of get in and get out. Maybe I'll use Teachable, or maybe I'll use something else. Maybe like one page that has the ability to sort by categories and they can kind of just come in and find what they want, and that's pretty much it. But all the other, like, I'll figure it out. I'm kind of talking through my ideas right now and driving at the same time. Okay, I'm about to go into the grocery store and get some groceries for today. Try to eat good today so I can feel good. But anyway, that's pretty much what I wanted to share with you. Hopefully it was helpful. You let me know. I don't know if you're working on something like this, like a membership site, or like where you're teaching what you know or selling courses or products. But I'm curious to know, you know, even if you're not doing that, but you have a system in place to where you can capture, you know, people who want some free stuff and just a no commitment, but they still have access to you. And then people who want to dive deeper and kind of get more intimate and, you know, obviously save money. Because I know if I just came to a site and I saw that, okay, I can get what I need, that's cool. But then if I see ads that are saying, hey, come over here, become a member, you save 20% off of that course you're about to buy. Plus, there's like 60 other courses inside. And you have access to all these other benefits and discounts. As a music artist, I'm jumping all over that. That's what I'm creating. And so I'm just trying to figure out the best way and strategy and tools so that I'm not forking out a whole lot of money to try to build this stuff, and that it makes sense and that I don't lose or leave anybody behind. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on in my brain this morning. And on that note, I will say shalom for now. As Cheaper to Keeper is the song that I'm ending with. That's funny. Hey. All right. Shalom for now, yeah. Hey, you guys. Queen back on Queen's World with a quick thank you. I haven't been able to do that. The last, I've been on this for two, 3 days now? And a lot of people have, you know, given the applause on different segments, favorited my station, called in to give shout outs and all kind of cool stuff that you can do here on this platform. So I wanted to take the time to say thank you. And I'm glad that you're enjoying what you're listening, and that what I'm sharing, sharing quite a bit, because it's my brain. That's my world. Queen's World, that's my brain. So there's a lot going on, but you're gravitating to what you gravitate to and you're digging it. So I just want to say I appreciate that. And also, I've been enjoying, you know, a lot of what I've been hearing on different stations that I've favorited, and, you know, look forward to every day coming in and hearing, you know, somebody else's thought, or if they're sharing an idea or their inspiration or whatever the case may be, good music. So keep it coming, y'all. Keep it coming. Let's make this anchor platform kind of like a way to revolutionize, you know, interacting with one another. It's so much better than typing. behind a keyboard and posting and all that. It's just like, as you can tell, I'm not a huge Facebook fan, but and I know it can be a good used, you know, for good, but I'm so over it, you guys. Like, I love Anchor. I think this is great for talkers and people who like to express themselves, and so you can really hear what they're saying and you don't have to read in between the lines, because you can tell if they're pissed off, you can tell if they're happy, you can tell if they're authentic and honest, you can tell if, you know, you can just get so much more with the voice. And of course there's YouTube and stuff where you can put the video and the audio together, but I mean, this is just a quick way to get your ideas out there, to share, to communicate with people, to see what other people are doing in the world, to connect. I mean, who knows how we can use this to build with one another, creative ideas and innovative stuff. I mean, man, I love this platform so far. So keep posting content and, you know, keep up the good work. Keep sharing your ideas, regardless of what they are. As you can see on my channel, I'm sharing everything. My days, that's why I'm making these daily episodes, because every day for me is an adventure. Life should be an adventure. You know, I'm not just twiddling my thumbs out here in this life. We should be connecting with people, talking to people, hugging people, inspiring people, dealing with challenges, working through challenges, trying to problem solve some of the things, you know, developing ourselves, getting better each day. Some days you might have a dark day and you may want to write about it. Some days are better than others. I mean, life is to be lived to the fullest. We only get one time around. Eat something amazing today. Like, cook for yourself. Go out, you know, if it's not cold, go out in some beautiful scenery. Just live, because we don't want to just be sitting here wasting away. Life is awesome. Even if you got the odds stacked against you. Because I know somebody, I can hear somebody's mind right now, like, yeah, it's awesome for you, but for me, you know, I don't have a job, or you start talking about your lack. I don't want to hear the lack, because you don't even know half of my story. That's why I have a segment on here called Story Time, where I bring you different things, how I grew up, things I'm still going through. You can talk about all the challenges that you face. My question is, what are you going to do about it? Are we going to sit around and mope, or are we going to find a way to live this life the best we can? Because there's things that are outside of your control that you cannot afford to stress about. Only deal with what you can control. I'll never forget, you know, I'm a big NBA fan, but a lot of the top coaches, a lot of the top players always say the same thing. And I'm wondering if, like, their agents put them up to this, or there's different lingo that they all learn. But they always say, we can only control what we can control. Things like turnovers, things of that nature, sharing the ball. We can control that, but we can't necessarily control if shots fall or not, or if the refs are trying to keep a certain team in the game. You know, things of that nature. So I tell you this, as you're out there living life today, just, man, live it. Live it to the fullest. So that's my inspiration to you. But ultimately, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and say thanks for all the love. Keep it coming, and I will be returning it right back to you. Shalom for now. Hey, you guys, Queen here. I'm so excited to report back to you about the song that I wrote for breast cancer survivors. It was for a client, and I wrapped it up yesterday. I sent it over to him, and I am so grateful that he loves the song. This is exactly what he replied back. He said, "When I heard this, it sent chills through my body and tears to my eyes. I love it." And all I can say is that I really hope and pray that this song becomes a national anthem for women who are fighting this fight, and will encourage those who perhaps have given up, although they're still breathing, and that it would give them hope that they can make it another day, and to keep fighting. So I'm really anticipating, you know, the release of the song. He's going to be recording it
soon, and it's going to be on this project, and I'll definitely let you guys know how you can find it on Spotify and iTunes, to where you can listen and be encouraged if you have anyone in your family or if you yourself might be dealing with this. But I'm very grateful for his feedback. I'm happy that he likes it. You know, as a writer, you always have this, I love it, I think it's dope, right? But I just want them to like it as much as you like it. Because, you know, I put my heart and soul when I'm writing songs, and I love writing songs that inspire other people. Even though I'm an artist myself, I enjoy writing for other artists so that I can capture what's in their heart and deliver it in a way to, deliver it to the world, and that they can be a part of that experience as well. So I enjoy songwriting just as much as I love creating on my own. But Amara, I'm so happy. Sometimes you think, it has nothing to do with lack of confidence when you're like, oh my God, I hope he likes it. That's not it. It's like, you know, you love it, right? You did something awesome. You feel like it's strong and it's solid, and you have history behind you. You have clients, for goodness sake, so you know you're doing something right. But it's just that, but you know, those little butterflies, and it's the excitement, like, you know, I hope that they connect. I hope that I nailed it. And so far, so good, you know, with my songwriting. And hopefully I'll be able to write more songs for artists out there who really want to make a difference and change the world in their influence, you know, with their influence. So anyway, I'm just thrilled that he likes it. So anyway, if you haven't heard the little snippet of it, I put a little teaser. Now I'm actually rapping it, but I'm not going to literally be rapping it. I'll be singing on there with him, but he's going to be the one actually rapping it. I just lay down demos so they can kind of capture the feel and the delivery of the words, so that they have some kind of rhythm and everything to go off of. But anyway, it's on my yesterday's episode, so you can check that out. All right, I'm excited. Continue enjoying your day, Anchor. Shalom for now. Shalom, everybody. Queen here with Queen's World. I was just listening to Barbara KB on Anchor, and what an amazing conversation she published. They were like call-ins, a couple of call-ins, and one of the ladies was talking about how she can figure out right away if she's going to be able to connect with the person or like that person by their voice. And I was like, it's so true. You don't have to prejudge by, oh, well, they have, you know, 10,000 followers, or they have 100,000 followers on Twitter, or their Facebook fan page looks XYZ, or you're going off of strictly numbers, and which could be inflated, by the way. I'm just saying. But you're not going off of any of that. You're not going off of necessarily what you can see completely. You're hearing what is inside someone's voice. Their personality is shining through. Their attitude, you can kind of hear in a voice. What else can you hear in a voice? You can hear compassion in a voice. You can hear anger in a voice. You can hear frustration in a voice. You can hear pride in a voice. Like if I got on here and I was like, well, you know, well, this is the way that we're going to execute today, and I feel, people would be like, dude, get off yourself. It's not that serious. Like you could just hear if people are chill naturally. You can hear people's excitement. You can hear a lot in a voice. And I just love it. So anyway, I thank Barbara KB at Anchor for posting some of those call-ins, because you know, people are discussing real stuff, like, you know, hey, you know, should I follow this person? And you know, I'm not trying to clutter up my wheel. I mean, people are just really trying to figure this thing out. I think it's awesome because it's a new tool. It's something fun. And for people who really want to connect in a different way, this is awesome. It's innovative. It is. And because I enjoy hearing all these conversations and learning and
sharing myself and all this stuff. It's just another form of expression, but also connection. So shout out to Anchor. And thank you, Barbara KB, again, for posting those call-ins. Keep up the great work. Shalom for now, Queen's World. Okay, so I have another question for you guys out there in the Anchor community and beyond. The things that actually fall when you're hearing other people's stations and even your own, I should clarify, the things meaning like the little emojis, I don't get that quite yet. So if anyone has any insight, I do realize if you say like anchor, an anchor will fall. I've also seen like if you say love, then maybe a heart will fall. But then and then fire, like little fireballs when you say certain things. But then like random stuff, or like for instance, if I say radio, I wonder if I listen to this back, will a radio fall? The little emojis, but some of them actually don't make sense. Like I literally saw a few tacos and burritos fall and I'm going, I wasn't actually talking about cooking or, you know, sharing some of my delicious vegan meal ideas, but I'm a rub. So I'm still trying to figure out that part of the system. Unless it's just something that they're kind of keeping, like the developers or whatnot are keeping to themselves to kind of try to figure out what works and to keep it exciting. Because then I could see, you know, if people knew exactly what emojis would fall, then they'd be using them. So it kind of makes it interesting when you're just listening to somebody's conversation and then, you know, a cup of coffee falls from the sky or like a cloud or like I saw rain, an umbrella a couple times on some people's conversation. So I don't know what all that means. However, if you have some insider information that you can share over here on Queen's World, please let your girl know.
Hi, Queen. This is Seven from the Institute of Self. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to my most random of thoughts. I know that it was very useful to me, so I'm glad that it was useful to someone else, too. So that makes me feel good. And does it make me feel as nervous and like, oh, should I have shared that? But I do appreciate you for listening, for calling in, for favoriting, for clapping. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Queen's World. Thank you for your kind words. Positive energy is kind of my thing. But the reason I echoed it, I was listening to Damian Black and he originally echoed it. And my formula is simple. I hear bars, I press echo. I appreciate the lyricism. So yeah, really good to connect with you, and I look forward to more of it in the future. Peace and blessings.